Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right. Today we are going to talk about music. What does music mean to you? What has it done for you? How does it help you? Lots of different arenas in the music genre. We're going to start with some little sound bites from people that I gathered, and then we're going to go from there.
How has music affected your life? What does music do for you?
It's like an emotional thing. Like, it helps me focus. Sometimes it helps me, like, de-stress. A bunch of things.
All right, that was my daughter, Autumn. And the next is Matthew.
So what does music mean to you? How has it affected you? How has it helped you work through things?
Music to me is an escape from life and all of its nasty and very sad moments, but it brings joy and it makes me feel out of this world.
And again, that was Matthew. Wonderful.
Music has a big impact on me because when I'm down or I'm just like not having it, I just listen to music because it like helps me get through a lot of my problems and struggles. And it just like really helps me escape. It really helps me just like get relaxed and out of my head, like in those tough times where I'm like struggling with something. I just like pop my headphones in and I like listen to music. It like just really gets me into that mindset that like everything bad that's like been happening to me can like just flip a switch and turn good at some point in my life when it like starts to go like uphill. And music just like really helps me like get out of that mindset that like, oh, nothing's like gonna be good, like it's never gonna have a turn and everything. So music is like kind of my therapy and like helps me escape from like reality. And yeah,
that was my daughter's best friend, Macy Boyer. What a great statement about music.
Music means so much to me. It impacts your mood. It can set the tone for the day. It can pull you out of a hard place. It's been a constant for me through my whole life and an opportunity for self-expression. Music has definitely been a core part of my life in every season. For me, music, like I said, it's been an outlet for stress or for creative expression. It can be kind of a guide for me if I'm feeling lost. I've got my songs that I know I can go to. It's been a way for me to experience different cultures and explore more of the world and explore language and to learn language even. Music has definitely been a core part in so many ways.
That was my good friend, Victoria. Another really great perspective on music and what it means.
It is very hard for me to put into words what music is to me. Music has been a very big part of my life since I was very young. I grew up, my dad's a musician. I grew up listening to him play his guitar. And, you know, I have a lot of people in my family that are musicians and they all play either piano or... My grandpa played the clarinet in the Lawrence Welk band. I just have a lot of musical influence on both sides of my family. I loved to sing, when I was younger, and I still love to sing. And I started to play piano when I was around 8 years old, and I did that for about 3 years or so. And then I was just singing for a while, and then band came around in middle school, and I played all through high school. loved band. It was such a good experience being in the middle of such a giant, just a giant sound wave. It was just so cool. And I've always just kind of known that music is what I wanted to do. And one big thing in my life is I'm a Christian. So I grew up in the church, and I grew up surrounded by very godly people that have influenced me. And I feel like even looking at it from that aspect, music has just been there for me. There's actually a story that my dad told me around a year ago, and he actually told me that when I was younger and when I was maybe 2 or 3, my pastor of my church, he took me up on stage and he took my hand and put it on every single instrument. And he did that while praying over me. And I had not known that until a couple years ago. And I have no memory of that whatsoever. But I thought that was just kind of reinforcement for the role that music had to play in my life. And music to me, and this is why it's so hard to put into words, it's not just physical music, it's on a spiritual level. So music to me is the blessing that God has put in my life and the talent that he has given me to further his kingdom. And it's just a way that I can connect with God. And there are many times where I've been just sitting, doing my thing. I'm on the computer, putting all the tracks and everything in there, doing all the arranging and stuff. And it's just, I can just feel that presence. And that's why it's very hard for me to express that, that deepness, I guess, that music has in my life. And it's just, it's always been there for me as emotional support as well. Whenever I've had, you know, bad days and everything, it's just always been there to cheer me up. And I guess it's just, it's more of my purpose. It's my essence. It's like it just resonates inside me. I can just always feel music there as a part of me. And that is what music is to me.
Wow. So cool to hear those words. That is a classmate of mine from the last couple of semesters. His name is Hunter. And last but certainly not least, we have a little soundbite from one of my longtime, decade-long friends, Norman, who I actually met through music, through DJing and the family that we had created there back in Orlando through the music scene there.
What is music to you? What has it done for you and how has it affected you? Well, let's see. Music for me has always been, you know, my peace of mind. I was born in the 70s and raised in Harlem. I grew up in a time and place where it seemed music was forever changing. You know, hip hop was being introduced and I was finding that jazz was my favorite genre. I really loved, like, you know, the brass instruments and the sounds they created. But more importantly, I love how, like, the bands came together and, you know, they formed just art so stunning and pleasing to my soul. You know, it calmed my nerves and stimulated my mind at some of my most difficult moments of life. Music has always been a way for me to relate to others. It really is, as they say, you know, it's the great uniter. And growing up in one of the melting pots of the world, it truly does become apparent how much that is so. It has been integral in forming my peer group over the years. I've made so many genuine friends based on the music we listen to. It is a perfect medium to generate good conversations, and honestly has helped with everything from dealing with personal loss to celebration. I've been introduced to some amazing artists because of my love for music, and they are now some of my best friends. I've enjoyed the energy of hundreds of concerts and festivals and love of all the joy of a great band or DJ and what they can bring with their creativity. I love driving, and music has been the absolute key in that. I can put together playlists and have days of great tunes to jam to without hearing the same song twice. Though many times certain songs get that replay. Music has made me an extremely social extrovert, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Wise, wise words from my longtime friend, Norman. I absolutely love how music can affect, connect any and everybody. And it doesn't matter what language you speak, where you are in the world. If you press play on your radio, on your laptop or your phone, and you can connect, and you can also share that with somebody else. And you heard that through all of those lovely audio clips. So big thank you to everybody. Thank you so much that contributed. I love all of you guys. There are a couple of other things that I want to share, quotes, comments rather, that I want to share from a couple of other people that I talked to about what does music mean to you. And this one is from my dad, Timothy Corey. He said, "Music has been a mainstream of my life. Writing and performing has brought me closer to people and their music. I am somewhat shy, so music did for me what I might have never done. That is, reach out, give, and receive. And I'm not done yet." Which was really cool to hear coming from my own father, who is a singer-songwriter, very, very talented, can pick up any instrument and play it. The next one is actually from my mom, Linda Hayden. "Being an analytical person, music gave me the ability to feel. It has connected me to people with the same mindset. Music has the ability to bring back memories, bring me up when I'm down, and to appreciate different genres." Pretty cool, right? You know, that just puts it out there that music can just pull at your heartstrings, which is personally one of my favorite things to do through music. The next one is from a neighbor of mine, actually. Her name is Callie Graves, and she said, "Music has helped me through tough times. Most of the time, it can be therapeutic for almost anyone," which is absolutely 150% true. Wouldn't you say that if you're having a stressful day and you just play some music that you know, hey, like, I just need to kind of get out of my own head, push that on, and boom, you're right back to a great mood. Or for instance, I love to put my AirPods in and put a playlist on and then clean my house. And before I know it, my entire house is clean, all the while I'm listening to whatever playlist. I really do, you know, big kudos out there to Spotify for their daylist option. That has gotten me through some cleaning sessions for sure. Another quote, comment, I would like to say that was from one of my classmates I love so much. "Music is to me a place of comfort. No matter what I'm feeling, I know there's a song that makes me not feel alone. I love music." And that's from my classmate, Harvey Rancor. Love you. The next one that I have to share with you guys is from someone that I met through the music scene DJing wise. He actually took some really phenomenal pictures of me playing in Tampa. And again, his name is Davey Steed. And he said, "Writing, producing, and performing has always been my doorway and connection to reality. Music has been my best friend and console during confusion and growth, passion and ambition, as well as constant state of surprise and wonder. It's my lover while I'm dancing with it." How cool. And then there is me. What does music mean to me? It is literally encoded in my DNA. As I stated before, my dad is a singer-songwriter. At the current ripe old age of 44, I am discovering and developing my own instrument, my voice, which is pretty darn cool. That will be something that I might share with you. We'll see. And here I thought I had not inherited anything from my dad, but I do. And doing so with that since I started here at LCC has opened up a whole new arena where I had DJed before and had that connection through DJing music and sharing music with people. But actually singing music and performing the music, the connection there is a whole other level, especially when, you know, I know someone's in kind of a mood, or whether or not I've actually sang to cheer people up or make them laugh or that type of thing. So that's been a whole new experience as well. Super duper cool. Music is my passion. It's my why. It's what resonates in every single cell of my body. I can't say that enough. I think that, again, I'm just going to repeat that no matter where you are in the world, what language you speak, you can press play on a track of music and anyone, even if you put people in the room that speak 50 different languages, they are going to resonate with that as long as they like the music that you play. But that's the great thing. It is the one language that we all speak. Some of the things that I did want to also chit-chat about was science facts behind music and how, like, it affects the brain. It definitely affects our emotions and behavior, which we all know, hey, there are times where you or I want to have a good, proper, like, cry session, because we all need that at times. Or if we are in that mood and we have a cry coming and we know it, we'll go and press play on that sappy sad playlist. Again, Spotify has worked me well with their daylists on that. There again, it can also, you can press play on, like, for instance, today I just posted a mix. It is Valentine's Day 2025 when I'm recording this, and I just posted a mix that I recorded a couple of years ago dedicated to Valentine's Day and all things love, you know, designed to pull at all those lovely little heartstrings for this day. And what a great representation of all the emotions of love for today. And that's exactly what it did for me. I was like, ooh, let me press play on this because I haven't listened to it in a while, and pressed play. And it did. It just was like, immediately pulled at my heartstrings. It is also a source of healing. One of the things that I've gotten into recently is an artist named Lincoln Jesser, and he specifically makes house music that is tuned to healing vibration or hertz. Again, Lincoln Jesser, if you think you might want to try out hertz music for healing, please go look him up. Specifically, his new Bliss Coded album, absolute chef's kiss. It can, like I spoke before, improve your productivity. You know, I can go through a whole exciting playlist and clean my house. And of course, there are little interruptions of, like, me dancing and that kind of thing. And I bet you've been that way too. Who doesn't really, though, you know, when you're home alone or not home alone and dancing or cleaning rather, you know, you got to stop, especially when you hear a good part of a song, stop and, like, dance it out. It also affects the same pleasure centers in the brain as chocolate, sugar, and winning money, which is really, really cool. It also improves your sleep, improves your immune system, which we all need that, especially this time of year. Again, it is February 14th. So what happens when you listen to music as far as it affecting your immune system? It increases your antibody production, which is really neat. It also can lower, for those of you that are of, you know, my age, getting ready to celebrate that big 4-5 this year. I love it. Or really anybody generally, lowers cortisol. Didn't realize that when I was researching the science of music. And my Last little tidbit, little factoid, music science facts is that it delivers dopamine. So again, that kind of goes back to the other fact of that it affects the same pleasure centers of sugar, chocolate, etc. You know, the easiest way to get a hit of dopamine, go turn on your favorite playlist, whatever it is, whether it is, I have friends of mine that listen to heavy metal music, not my thing, but hey, they love it. Like I said, my current favorite playlist is the Bliss Coded from Lincoln Jesser, which I love so very much. And also the mix that I put on today for lovely little Valentine's Day. It just affects you in every cell of your body. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to talk to people. I have friends that I just kind of like share music with back and forth. And that is actually my love language. Send me music, please. Give me homework. Like, send me a bunch of music so that I can listen to it. Also, I do believe that those who show you new music are important people to have in your life. And with that being said, we're going to close out the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and can't wait to get into the next episode with you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.